part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
We've decided the Bible is the Word of God. We don't have to have a general assembly about what we believe. It's written in the Bible. All right? So we don't have to debate about what we should think about homosexual activity. It's written in the Bible.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with Jizz and Skiz. I'm Jizz.
I'm Skiz, and that's episode 84, part two, John.
That is episode.
It's speaking of faggots, we just heard from what? That was Ted Haggard. Oh my God. At the beginning of 84,
nice.
Part two.
What do they call us?
I don't know.
The gays.
The gays?
What do they call us?
We'll have to have one in. Our rectum.
I think your wife suspects that already. You've been having one in.
All right, since we were talking about...
Whoa. Hello.
Technical difficulty. There we go. So, speaking about the gays, John, let's bring it around to Ted Haggard. I don't know if you've heard this or not, John, but the Reverend Ted Haggard emerged from 3 weeks of intensive counseling.
Really?
Convinced he is completely heterosexual. All right, now this is the guy who claimed he wasn't a queer, and then some guy came out and said, hey.
I've never had a gay relationship with anybody.
Some guy came out and said, hey, man, this guy does meth with me. He smokes my pole. He pays me. So then Haggard comes out and says, yes.
$2.99.
I am the queer, but only with this guy. And only because of
only
the meth.
Only on Sundays.
Right.
It's because of the meth. But I've been cured of my gayness.
All right, so he goes to intensive counseling. And now he is convinced that he's completely heterosexual.
Wow.
He told an
anus.
Oversight board that his sexual contact with men was limited.
Limited to the other guy's ass.
To just his accuser. That is according to one of the disgraced pastor's overseers. Oh, that's the other thing. This guy oversaw 14,000 congregation who on Monday revealed new details about where Haggard has been and where he is. Get this word, John. Headed. The Reverend Tim Rolfe of Lakespur also said the four-man oversight board strongly urged, get this, John, Haggard to go into secular work instead of Christian ministry if Haggard and his wife follow through on plans to earn master's degrees in psychology. Haggard broke a three-month silence in emails over the weekend to select members of his former church, New Life Church Interim.
Wow.
Senior Pastor Ross Parsley.
Senior
Parsley. forwarded Haggard's message to the wider church on Monday. In the message, Haggard revealed that he and his wife, Gayle, intend to leave Colorado Springs.
That's funny,
and pursue
dude.
Master's degrees through online courses.
Online queers.
So not only is he queered, is he cured of his queerness. They don't even want him in town anymore. They told him to leave. You need
Get
to
out.
Leave Colorado Springs. Haggard mentioned Missouri and Iowa as possible destinations. Another oversight board member, the Reverend Mike Ware of Westminster, said the group recommended the move out of town, and the Haggards agreed. So get the hell out of town, you queer. What happened to turn the other cheek?
Or yeah, I know.
That kind
and
of stuff.
If it's a sin, you know, you're supposed to be helping him.
Right. Well, they did. They helped him. They sent him to 3 weeks of counseling, and he's cured of his homosexuality, John. He's not a queer anymore.
Come on.
What do you think that 3 weeks of intensive counseling was like?
Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, I can only think. Have you ever seen The Clockwork Orange?
Well, I got some audio of the
counseling.
Oh, you
counseling. Have audio yeah, of the counseling.
Yeah,
okay.
Here it is.
Well, I would think for 3 weeks he would have to have like cock shoved in his face and his ass. And after that, you would be so sick of it, you would be cured, right?
Wait, cock shoved in his ass?
Yes, in his ass. And his face.
What's your fucking
what?
Point?
Three
what
cocks in the face. Like
three cocks in the face. Like ooh, a DDS?
Like they keep hitting his face. Like, oh.
So he'd be getting the DDS.
Yeah, 24/7.
The dreaded dick slap. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a better sound effect.
That's like a the good old dreaded dick slap.
And here's a message to all the fans of us, John and Scott. You can't be cured of homosexuality, okay? You may be able to put a lid on it. But you're never going to get rid of the
urge. It's a disease like alcohol.
Right.
No, it's not a disease.
You need to go through the 12-step John and Scott program.
Jizz and Skiz.
That's right.
12-step program for gayness.
Yeah.
All we do is we send you to Lee Ermey.
Do you suck dicks?
What could the cure be? That's why I need. We need to find out what Scientology offers to cure the homeless and what... Haggard went through for 3 weeks.
This is what he went through.
What the fuck you waiting for? Bitch, start sucking.
Yeah, he would fail then.
Fuck you.
All right.
Give him the old tetanus salute.
Oh, the other thing is, since we moved to the studio where the band practices.
Oh, I slapped myself in the face really hard, dude.
Oh.
Kind of hurts.
We forgot to bring the time machine, so maybe next week we can.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got big plans for the time machine.
Oh, dude, did you see I salted the parking lot?
That was you?
Yeah.
With the little salt?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because I almost broke my fucking fat ass out there. I pulled the muscle along my
legs?
I pulled it as I was, I'm pulling it now. Could you hear it? Anyways, I'm walking in with all my shit, and I did the both legs going out at the same time.
Oh, nice.
Like a deer on his hooves, like Bambi on the ice. Whoa! Whoa! Like Bambi on the ice, man. Almost went down, but I caught myself in my groin muscle, because it's so fucking strong, held my legs from doing the splits. And
nice.
I sucked them back together. I don't mean literally sucked anything, but I, you know, brought them together. And the muscle along the inner calf on my right leg is it's not feeling too good right now.
Right, right. Now you said your groin is so strong. Is that because you have like bowling balls for bits?
Yeah, they tend to pull me down, and I have to pull my legs together. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
I'm very bow-legged.
Oh, did we mention the gigs coming up, John?
Oh,
we have gigs coming up.
Gigs coming up.
We have...
no doubt.
Now,
we had a gig.
Correct me if I'm wrong. April 7th.
6th.
6th?
Yeah.
That's a Friday.
Oh, is it?
We're playing a Friday night?
No,
I don't think so. I think it's April 7th.
Oh, okay.
That's a Saturday. It's Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Back at Eddie's
in Arlington Heights.
June 1st,
that's right.
June 1st at Arlington Park.
Arlington
Party
Park
in the
Racetrack.
We start right after the first race.
Which is about around
June
noon.
June 1st.
Get there early. Get a nice spot.
That's the gig that Stephen C. showed up
yeah.
to.
Stephen C.
Last year.
Yeah.
Then, July 13th, Friday the 13th,
Friday
John.
The 13th.
We'll be back at Arlington Park at Trackside playing right after the last race.
Right. And it's hotter than ass.
Hotter than ass.
And it's great. Last time we played, the place was packed. Nobody left.
Nobody left.
We rocked.
Totally rocked.
People from Australia were there.
Australia. That's right. Oh, and people from my wife's work were asking, hey, when are those guys playing again? We want to check them out. So... I forwarded those dates to her to get the word out.
No doubt.
No doubt, John.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Is there another train going by?
It is. All right, John. Let's turn
to... We got
to
comments?
comments and email.
Should we? Should we go to the mailbag, Scott?
Yeah, do you have the comment theme, though?
Of course I do.
I love that theme. That's a great
theme. Of course I do. Here it is. All right. This one says, hey there. Hi there. Just dropping by to say hello and show some love. Hope all is well in TTN world. Kisses and hugs, Daisy. Next one, you guys rock. What's up with the KY from Smuck Jug? Dub Bears.
KY?
I don't know. Or unless he meant Kentucky.
Oh. What's up with Kentucky?
Dub Bears. Hope the Bears do the business for you at the Super Bowl. Tet. Stefan C. Well, we covered that. Obviously, they didn't. These are a little old. And that's the news. Phil McCracken Whitcomb. Scott. Oh, yes, Phil McCracken Whitcomb, Pauly B. Oh, my Preston. Use your little hands and Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
That was a bad read. From
Flem Livid.
Bad read.
How should it read?
More sensual.
Phil McCracken Whitcomb, Scott. Oh, yes. Phil McCracken Whitcomb, Pauly B. Oh, my Preston. Use your little hands and Phil McCracken Whitcomb. By Flem Livet. I love you, and one day I'll prove it to you. All the best, Pauly BX. P.S., you're still the joint second best podcast there is. Pauly B. Joint.
Joint.
So now we're sharing it with somebody.
Joint?
Is that true?
That's what the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Can I stop you right there?
Okay.
We're the first best
podcast.
That's
right, damn it. John.
We are the best.
Yeah, we don't sell out.
That's right. Well, it's not about selling out. If you wanted to have a conversation about selling out, we could do that.
I'm kidding.
But
I don't even know what selling out means. It's
Punky,
just fun to say it because it gets him so riled.
Punky used to be my favorite podcast when they were 20, 25 minutes. They are my second favorite podcast now that they are an hour. They're pushing an hour 15, John. Now, my new number one podcast, John.
Yeah.
TTN with John and Scott. Jizz and Skizz.
Just like to listen to yourself, man. That's what I was saying. I was thinking the other week. I'm thinking, he cares less about who listens to it. Just as long as he has something to listen to on the way to work.
That is not
true. That's true.
No.
It is.
It isn't. What are you going through, puberty? That's true.
I'm going to go through puberty right in your ass. Prove your wife right.
What happened to the...
You told me to stop it right there.
All right. Continue with comments, John.
Best webcast, it says here.
That's right.
Yeah. This is the best webcast that has co-hosts named John and Scott. A time machine. Talk to God and Satan. And have the best newsman in the biz, Phil McCracken Whitcomb, submitted by Swiller.
Swiller is right Swiller. On.
Every time Satan is on the show, I picture the big guy Satan from South Park going into John's ass. Awesome. Loving the show as always. Jason from the Nobodies.
Theater of the Mind.
That's right.
Theater of the Mind.
Wow. Tet.
Tet.
Long time since I last did this. Grant. Richmond Grant said that one, Scott.
Grant Richmond.
Yeah. Funny podcast. John and Scott just came. John and Scott, just some funny fuckers. Keep podcasting. Great show by Analciliazin. Analciliazin. Liaison. Anal Psy Liaison. Does that sound right?
Anal Psy Liaison?
Anal Psy Liaison.
Sure, sounds good to me.
Okay. Hey, Ariella E. says, hey, just wanted to tell you I miss ya. Stay warm, smoochies. And this one from Christian. I was listening to 83 Part 2, where you talk about lovegodsway.org. And this Donnie Davies guy. So I just had to check it out. I found a torrent for the music video. The Bible Says, which you should play on the show. I don't have. I'm sorry to say, Christian, I have not gotten it yet.
You got the internets, right?
I got the internets. We could check it out for all part three.
When I get into celebrity news, I want you to check out lovegodsway.org and see if a Kangaroo Court got listed as one of the queer bands, because I sent an email saying that we are incredibly homosexual inspiring.
Anyways, Christian goes on to say, and I just have to say that I'm amazed at how incredibly stupid some people are. On the other hand, lovegodsway.com and the Bible says gave me and my friends many good laughs. Crazy people telling idiotic lies in that dramatic American movie way. Watch section on the page. I don't know what that means, but it might be the best comedy thee is. Anyways, another in several ways similar webpage came to mind when listening to this. TakeTheAction.com also offers help to people that is on the dark side. You guys should check it out and review the method on the show. Keep talking nonsense, your sweetest fan, Christian.
And he's from what country?
Sweden.
Sweden, John.
He's the guy who emailed the dudes over at the Butcher Brothers or whatever.
The Butchers.
The Butchers.
Son of Butcher.
Son of Butcher. And the guy from Son of Butcher emailed me freaking out that somebody from overseas heard their song and were interested to buy the album.
Nice.
So that was, that was kick ass. So that's Christian, our Swedish fan. Ass.
Now, there's another thing you wanted to mention, something that somebody posted in the forum, John.
Yeah.
Something that somebody posted in the forum. And before you start, John.
Yeah.
Our forum is still as dead as a goddamn doornail. I tried to get out there. I tried to post. You know, Ass Plunger.
Yeah.
Posted a hotties thread.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of our most popular posts of all time. So I said, okay, I'll take that theme, and I'll go out and post things that make me go, swing, John. And Stephen C. killed that post. He killed it. I don't know what he's doing. He's putting in shit that can't be linked to. There's nothing there. And it went nowhere.
What happened?
It went nowhere.
I
our
posted.
Forums are dead.
I posted.
They're dead, John.
They're dead.
Oh, you posted Britney's coos. That was nice. That
Wasn't
was a nice addition
it's
to
like
that
It's like she
thread.
Has an ass in the front. What's that? Or Rick's chin. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, Rick's chin.
I thought I was going to see Rick smiling if she pulled her skirt a little higher. Anyway, Paraboli. I don't know how to pronounce it accurately.
He should leave us a voicemail.
Yeah.
With the correct pronunciation.
Anyways, it says here, he posted on our forum, says, well, I finally released our new website design for our web comic Flat Life. And although it may take me a while to get to a strip suitable for inserting jizz and skiz, I thought it would be perfect time to start a new feature called Webcast of the Week. And for the first week, TTN, of course. So we are... webcast of the week.
I got a better idea, John.
For February 7th.
You get a webcast of the week, and sure, Punky, whoever you want. Webcast of all time.
Webcast of all time.
No, but I think he even mentioned in there that we're one of three or four that are must-listen-tos.
Yeah.
So we are not, in his eyes, the webcast of all time.
Right.
As we are in...
And we'll have to live up to that. Live up to that. Just living up to yours is not good enough. Because you probably sit there and talk to yourself and record it. Hey, man, this is some good shit. I think it's just for your commute. That's it. That's all you care about.
No. It's not for my commute. I've been listening to Penn and Teller.
How do my pipes sound? How do my pipes sound this time?
What else you got there, John?
Well, he just says they got their website called flat-life.com. Flat-life.com.
Flat-life.
Yeah.
FLATDASHLIFE.com.
No.
Flat-life.com.
No. Flat-the-dash-hyphen.
the hyphen.
Yeah.
All right, so F-A-F-L-A-S-H dash.
F-A-L-S-H flash life, you doofus. Flat, F-L-A-T.
Right.
Hit the little dash key, the hyphen. Isn't that what it is, a hyphen?
I have no idea.
Life, LIFE.com.
Check
Actually,
it out.
Go to our forum and you'll see it there.
Yeah, go to the forum and see it there.
It's
and
under,
then...
what is it under? Poster. No. I don't know what it's under. Webcast of the week, it's under.
Webcast of the week.
Check out the comic, too.
All right, John, let's get in right into celebrity news. Celebrity, and while I'm doing that, check out lovegodsway.org. See if we got listed as one of the homosexual influenced bands. Justin Timberlake starts out our celebrity news, John. Justin Timberlake, are you familiar with him?
Yeah.
I'm bringing sexy back, John. His love life is getting a little confusing. Just 10 days after he was spotted romancing actress Jessica Biel at the Sundance Film Festival in Utah, the pop stud partied with Scarlett Johansson at the Super Bowl. What a charm life this MF-er lives, John. Started out in the Mouseketeers, hooks up with Britney.
Yeah.
Gets involved with this all-boy band. What was the band he was in? Boy band?
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, was it New Kids on the Block?
Yeah.
No, wasn't that.
It was,
who the hell knows?
Who cares? The Backstreet Boys.
But he's
it?
Managed to parlay that into a solo career, Justin Timberlake, in which he's given us I'm Bringing Sexy Back, which I love parodying. Is that a word? Parodying?
Yeah, you could add ING to anything.
So he loses Cameron Diaz, right? And he hooks right up with Jessica Biel. Right up with Jessica Biel. Then he leaves her, and he's hooking up with Scarlett Johansson, John.
Scarlett Johansson.
Rumors Timberlake was dating the Lost in Translation star started circulating after Johansson appeared in the singer's new video. But then Beale seemed to have won Timberlake's heart after he was spotted wooing the actress at Prince's Post Golden Globe Awards party in Los Angeles. A week later, the singer jetted the actress to be by his side at the Sundance Film Festival where the couple hit the party scene. But then, over the weekend, Timberlake and Johansson were spotted together again in Miami.
Nice.
So this guy's got it all going on, John. And I got to tell you, I just don't find him that attractive. I mean... He's like an average Joe kind of guy.
Yeah.
But he can dance. I'll give him that. He can dance. And the way he moves, that may turn women on. I heard another thing that turns women on is when you sweat. They get all worked up. So maybe when he dances, he sweats and they get all worked up. I don't know. But
we're not on there, dude.
Justin Timberlake going from Diaz and juggling Biel and Johansson. That is remarkable. I'm going to follow this young man's career, John. Just remarkable. And not to mention, he had Britney when she was hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
before she turned
she
into trailer trash.
Yeah. No
All right,
doubt.
Next celebrity story, John. Andy Dick, one of our favorites. Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Do
you suck
dicks? Did you hear about this?
Do you suck Andy Dick?
He was forcibly removed from a talk show. Did you hear this?
No.
Comedian Andy Dick was forcibly removed by security during an appearance on talk show Jimmy Kimmel.
Really?
Last
no
Friday.
Way.
After repeatedly touching guest Ivanka Trump without her permission. Trump, the daughter of real estate mogul Donald Trump, was attempting to promote her reality show, The Apprentice. When Dick kept interrupting her,
this is what I say to
comments.
Trump.
The troubled comedian. Why is he troubled? The troubled comedian repeatedly rubbed Trump's legs and touched her hair, while Kimmel begged him to behave himself. When Dick asked Trump to give him a big fat sloppy wet kiss right on my lips,
he's back on the bottle, man,
and grabbed her arm. Kimmel called in two security guards. The talk show host carried Dick's feet and helped the guards drag him out of the studio.
How do you hold
Dick's feet?
Funny, Dick's feet. Hey, grab Dick's feet.
Trump was a good sport after the incident, telling Kimmel, "That was brilliant. See, that was so much more entertaining segment. I could sit here and talk to you about the building I'm building in Chicago and Vegas, but I'm sure you'd get much preferred to see Andy Dick actually forcefully removed from stage." Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
All right, and our last celebrity story. I don't know if you've heard this. Have you heard about Ryan O'Neal?
Ryan O'Neal?
Yeah, him firing a couple of bullets into the floor.
Yeah, but have you heard the whole story?
No. Why is it so funny what I said?
It's funny. Wait a minute. All right, now, Ryan O'Neal, he was married to Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, yeah.
When Farrah Fawcett was Farrah
I was
Fawcett.
Trying to find a good picture because she's the one that used to make me go schwing.
Oh, schwing!
In her old picture. Oh, man.
You couldn't find the poster with
yeah,
the...
Yeah, I did, but I didn't want just that one where her nip is hard.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You were looking for a different one?
Yeah. I was looking for her nude stuff from
Come
Playboy.
On! God. O'Neal raged after finding his son tied up. Ryan O'Neal lashed out at his son, Griffin O'Neal, on Saturday night after discovering the 42-year-old had chained his brother, Redman, to the staircase.
Was he banging him?
No. Like a dog, John. Chained him like a dog. According to Los Angeles law enforcement officials, this discovery triggered the volatile family fight, which ended when Ryan's arrest after he allegedly fired a gunshot. Ryan returned from a dinner celebrating Farrah Fawcett's birthday and found Redman tethered to a staircase with handcuffs on his ankles. According to somebody, Griffin had taken the extreme steps after finding his brother unconscious from an apparent drug overdose. After calling paramedics to the home, Redman became responsive and claimed he had just been sleeping. Griffin believed his brother had overdosed and chained him to the staircase to prevent him from leaving and buying more drugs when Ryan returned home.
No way.
He apparently became enraged when he tripped over the chain tied to Redman. Talk about a dysfunctional,
no
fucked
fucking
up family.
Kidding me. Holy shit.
Now, just think about that, though. You're Ryan O'Neal back in the day, and you're marrying Farrah Fawcett,
yeah,
arguably the hottest woman of all time, right?
Yeah.
And do you ever expect it's going to end up like this? That you're going to be tripping over your son's chain? That his other brother chained him to the staircase?
Why'd he do that, though?
Because he didn't want him to go get more drugs.
Oh. So he's helping him out, and Ryan started to fire a couple rounds into the floor.
Right. I guess there was a fire poker involved, too, which was being swung around and smacked Griffin O'Neal's fiance. Now, if you're Griffin O'Neal's fiance, Griffin Ryan.
Griffin Ryan.
If you're her fiance.
Wait a minute. Griffin Ryan.
Griffin Ryan, right?
No, it's Ryan O'Neal.
And Griffin is his son.
Yeah, well, why would it be Griffin Ryan?
O'Neal. I'm thinking Tatum O'Neal. Is she in?
What does that have to do with the Ryan? Mr. Ryan.
Is Tatum O'Neal is the daughter of Ryan,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
he? Okay. Isn't he?
Isn't he? Have another Glenn.
Oh, I got to tell you, Bad News Bears, Tatum O'Neal, man.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, I did see.
My first crush ever was on Tatum O'Neal, Bad News Bears.
I forgot to tell you my story about the fucking cable guy.
The Comcast cable guy?
Yeah.
This is good cable guy music.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were getting rid of our DirecTV, you know, the satellite.
Right.
Because we're having the roof taken off and
what do you need?
Get all fucked up.
Yeah.
So we said, hey, let's go straight Comcast. We'll do the HD and all that shit, right?
Nice.
So we get a call. They said the wife sets it up for between 1 and 5. So they give you this window.
Of 1 and 5.
1 and 5 on a Saturday. About 3:30, my wife calls there and says, hey, where the fuck is the guy? Oh, he's about a customer and a half away.
Customer and a half. He's half at a customer. He's halfway finished with the customer. He's got another customer. And then he's coming to Jizz's house. Nice.
And, okay, so about 4:30, we get a call from Comcast, and they say he'll be there at 5. So at about 5:15, I decide to call Comcast to find out where the guy is. Well, can we call you back? I said, yeah. Well, call the dispatcher, find out where he is. Oh, yeah, we will, and they'll call you. Okay. At about 5:35, I call back, and I said, hey, when's the dispatcher going to call me? He's running a little behind.
Yeah, we were hoping he would show up in the time.
Right. We'll call you back. Okay, they're going to call me back. No call back. So I call them around 6. Hey, what the hell is going on? He's not there yet?
No, he is here. I just want to know what the hell's going on. You stupid ass!
And, you know, it's like a different chick every time.
Right.
So finally I get this lady who really wants to help me out. She says, all right, stay on the line. I'm going to find out where this guy is. She's doing her thing, comes back. Okay, here's the deal. He's a couple of hours behind. It's going to be a couple of hours before he gets to you. I said, what? She goes, do you want to reschedule? I go, should I? She says, I wouldn't if I were you. I go, why? She says, because you might have to go through the same thing again. Oh, shit. She says, okay, here's what's going on. He's, for some reason, the dispatcher sent him to another customer before you. So he just got there, and he'll be there as soon as he's done with this customer.
Well, what's up with that? It's like the dispatcher, the brother-in-law of the customer he sent
him
to.
Who knows?
Special fucking privilege from Comcast.
They're so disconnected. So anyway, she calls me back and says, she says it'll be a couple hours. So I get a phone call, and it's an automated message. This is Comcast calling. And then they say your phone number, and then you hit 1, and then it says you are scheduled for installation between 1 and 5. Your technician will be there at 7:32. Okay, if you want to confirm, press 1. So I press 1. Sorry, we cannot transfer your request at this time. Please wait for an operator.
Ugh.
And it repeats that over and over again. Then some chick gets on the line. I said, "Hey, I just was told to confirm that it'll be here at 7:32. I hit 1, and I got you. What? What do you? Or no? She answers the phone first. Thank you for calling Comcast. I go, I didn't call you. You called me. And I got an automated message to confirm when the guy will be here at 7:30. Press 1. I did that. And I got you. She goes, hold on. She does some shit. Are you still there? Yeah. She does some shit. Yeah, that's true. He's on his way. He'll be there at 7:30, around 7:30. Okay, thanks. She says, I'll have him call you as soon as he's left the other customer. She hangs up, and he pulls in my driveway.
Nice.
So,
and he doesn't have the parts?
No. It's all cool. My mother-in-law's there, and she sees him walking up. She goes, oh, here he comes. Should I let him in? Opens the door, and it's a brother, right? And my dog, Max, goes ape shit and just charges out the door at this dude.
Out the door?
Yeah. Hackles going. He runs backwards into the bench. I'm like, Max! We're both trying to get him. And I go, he's fine. Just come on in. The guy's like, and his eyeballs are like as big as saucers. He finally comes in. Max mellows out. I said, just pet him. He'll be okay. He pets him like really shakily. And yeah, man, I'm here to putting your service, man. Hell no. What's with this motherfucking dog
with this
up in my canine up in my face, man? So he brings in his little the box and he sets it down. I said, okay. He goes, I'm just here to put this in, this install. I go, no, it's more complicated than that. What do you mean? I go, I got DirecTV. He goes, oh.
Why is that such a big deal?
It's a big deal.
You've had Comcast, but you have.
Yeah. I'll tell you how it's a big deal. I run diplexers and all that to split the signal, and then I run them into multi-switches, and then I run that stuff to a DVR. I have multiple boxes.
Boxes.
I have a lot of boxes, right?
Any of them steamy?
Well, to make
boxes?
A long story short, this guy's outside freezing his
fucking balls off. I think it's too late for that.
Balls
Go
off.
Go ahead, though.
What? Too late for what?
Make a long story short.
He's outside freezing his ass off, splicing, putting shit together, all this
like
stuff.
It's like 5 below.
It's like 5 below, and he's out there for an hour. And the cables, you know, they're so stiff. He's trying to curl them around. They're snapping, and shit's snapping everywhere. So we finally, I go, you know what, dude? I'm going to help you get this done. Just bear with me. I know where all the cables are, what they run to. I'm going to help you. I show him I got my own crimpers. I got my own wrench. I got all the stuff. I got extra parts. I got everything.
Nice.
So I help him. We ran extra cable and we brought brand new cable and everything. And it still had a problem. There was some problem in stations 2 through 14. It was getting the pixelation. And he said, here, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my phone number. You call me tomorrow if you still have this problem. I know what the problem is. It's the station, whatever. This is at 11:30 at night. We're having this discussion now.
So the guy was there like 4 hours?
He was there 4 hours, and he started at 8 in the morning.
Wow. So was this guy like 6'6", 6'8"?
No.
Oh.
And he knew his shit. He had one of those really expensive line testers. It's a little handheld computer. I knocked it over and busted it. Pieces went flying everywhere, right?
Did he see it?
I started to put it together, and I snapped it back together and set it up there, and I'm like, no, I gotta tell him I did this. What am I, stupid? I'm not 7. He comes down. I go, dude, I just dropped your shit, and I busted it. The stuff went everywhere. He goes, oh, hell no, man. I do that all the time. They don't want to give me a case, you know, so what the fuck? So he looks at it. It boots up. He goes, no, it's fine. And at 11:30, finally, he was eyeballing all my freaking vodka. Mm. And I had like 3 brand new bottles of Grey Goose. And I had like 3 downstairs. And we get all done. He gave me all this extra shit. Plus, on the ticket, it was only 1 box. And I'm like, dude, it's supposed to be 2. He goes, oh. He goes, I do have another one if you want to check it out. And he gets it. He goes, it's another DVR, so they both have TiVo. He goes, if you don't want it, just bring it back to the Mount Prospect place, swap it out for a regular one. It's no problem. There will be no charge for the install. I'm like, sweet. So they credited me the install. They credited me another $20 on the service. So what did I do? I gave the guy a 20, so it goes into his pocket, not the Comcast.
Right.
And I go, dinner and drinks are on me, and I handed him a bottle of Grey Goose.
Nice.
I thought he was going to blow me right there.
Did he?
Shut up, dude. It's for part 3.
Oh. I got a quick Comcast story. The dude hooked me up, and we just...
No, man, we're on 39.
Come on, we just want a basic. But he said, hey, man, I took the filter off, and you guys can get all the channels. So I'm thinking, well, does then he turn me in and get bonus points for turning me
in?
Yeah,
if you don't give him the 20.
Well, I gave him the 20. So I got the new DLP projection, whatever. So I hit program all channels. So it gives me all these channels, and I have like 88 through 90. But it's 88.1, 88.2 through 90. And I check these channels out all the time. And what I'm seeing is when people on the block, is my assumption, people on the block order on demand.
Yeah.
I get to see that. Right?
Oh, that's sweet.
So it is. It's sweet, but it's not sweet because I'm watching. I'll get into something like one of the movies I saw was, I can't even remember the fucking name. Katie Holmes was in it. It's the one that Tom Cruise edited to take her boobies out. Thank you for not smoking. So I'm totally into this movie. Thank you for not smoking.
Thank you for not showing Katie Holmes' tits.
And whoever's watching it, they decide to pause it.
Oh!
For whatever reason. So they pause it, and I'm just sitting there.
Well, that's weird, dude. They might be watching what you're watching, too.
Well, I think, because I'm not buying it on demand.
You know, when you're running the webcam.
The on-demand channels. Oh,
with you and your boyfriend.
Right.
That your wife is going to catch you with.
Don't talk about that. So, and then the other day I'm watching a movie, and whoever must have already seen this movie, because I'm getting into it, and they decide to fast forward. So they're fast forwarding through 10 minutes of it. I'm going, wait a minute, I'm getting into this movie. So then the other night, I don't know what night it was, I'm watching, and so something comes on, and it's one of these HBO Real Sex.
Oh, yeah.
And so the person is fast forwarding, and then they stop right when a guy's getting like a happy ending.
Oh, Jesus.
So now I want to know.
Is it a chick watching this or a dude?
Which neighbor is it?
Yeah.
I want to know who's fast forwarding to see an old guy get jerked off,
and it's a guy. Some guy doing that, obviously.
So at the next block party, I got to ask around. Hey,
you get on demand. Do you like watching guys jerk off?
Well, no, I'll ask him what movies they've seen. I'll be able to pinpoint who it is.
All right, let's take it to part three, because I got to piss
three,
so bad.
John. Part
How
three.
How can Glenn Livid make you need to piss?
I don't know.
All right, we'll be right back.
Right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for... Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.